This is Radio Labour.
The Philippines has the largest call center industry in the world. Almost 1 million workers are employed in 1,000 call centers. The workers live on American time, sleeping during the day and working at night. Their holidays are tied to U.S. holidays. So, for example, they get the 4th of July off, American Independence Day, but not the holidays other Filipinos get. Their minimum income is $400 a month, a bit higher than the national minimum wage. But too often, they end up working for unscrupulous employers who don't pay scheduled salaries or take off in the middle of the night to avoid salaries and separation costs. Benjamin Velasco reports on one such case.
Some 100 employees of a call center company in Cebu City in the Philippines held a mass action at their office building last January 13 in protest at illegal closure and non-payment of salaries. Workers of the call center picketed their downtown office before trooping to the Labor Department to file cases against management. Lidamorphosis took away the joy from Christmas and the hope for the new year, asserted Marnik Unabia, one of the 130 affected employees. Lidamorphosis workers did not receive their salaries for 3 weeks before the company suddenly shut down last January 8. The company did not submit any required notices for bankruptcy, insolvency, redundancy, or closure. The workers even went on vigil outside their office to stop management from running away with company assets. Lidamorphosis has yet to heed its workers' demands to talk about the payment of unpaid salaries. The Inter-Call Center Association of Workers criticized the Labor Department for its inability to require call center companies to put up cash bans to defray employees for their money claims. The Inter-Call Center Association of Workers is an industry-wide association and has a chapter among Lidamorphosis employees. The Labor Department was supposed to ask call center companies to put up cash bans equivalent to 1 month of salaries and benefits of its total workforce. The ban requirement was proposed at the height of the illegal shutdown of another call center company that left some 600 employees with unpaid wages, commissions, overtime pay, and separation benefits. Lidamorphosis handles voice and non-voice marketing for U.S. brands, among which is General Electric Home Security Gadgets. The call center sector is called a sunshine industry in the Philippines for employing almost 1 million workers and generating some $13 billion U.S. dollars in revenues in year 2012. This is Benji Velasco reporting for Radio Labor.